Okay, everybody. Good to see everybody online. And let me mute everybody. This is the Sunday Feast program, the virtual Sunday Feast. We have a lot of other people here too, the Temple Room. We have the non-virtual and the virtual devotees in the Temple Room. So let's start by chanting in Jai Radha Madhava. We have a special program for you today and some discussion about what today is. And then we'll continue with the Braj Mando Parikrama. So we'll start. Jai Radha Madhava Punya Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballapa Giri Parthadi Gopi Jana Ballapa Giri Parthadi Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Raja Jana Danjana Sona Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasona Nandana Raja Jana Danjana Yasona Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachaudi Yamuna Tira Manachari Jayarad Madhuva Kunja Bihari Jayarad Madhuva Kunja Bihari Jayarad Madhuva Kunja Bihari Adamadhova Kunjabi Havavi Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravadikacharya All Sutera Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanar Abhakabananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Gijaya Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Gijaya Ananta Koti Voishna Vrindi Gajai Namacharya Shidhavidas Dahu Gajai Vrem Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Gajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopatna Shayam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Govranan Gajai Vrindavanam Gajai Maturabu Kijai Jagannath Swami Kajai Yamunamai Kajai Shimari Galasi Devi Kajai Bhakta Vrindi Kajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories of Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai Mahom Vishnu Kadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauranga Charni Nidhishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane Srila Prabhupada Kijai Salam Ganatya Vedanta Shaganam Janat Shilakaya Chatsunam Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who kindly opened their eyes with the torch light of knowledge while we were blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So welcome to the Sunday feast, which is virtual and not so virtual. So today is a special day in the on the calendar. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that, because you're all expecting me to talk about the appearance of Radhakund, but I'm not going to talk about the appearance of Radhakund today. And the reason for that is because it's Bahulashtami, and hate to disappoint anybody, but Bahulashtami is not the day that Radhakund appeared, according to the Acharyas, although it's in the calendar. Bahulashtami is a special day for bathing in Radhakund. But Radhakund actually appeared in the springtime in the month of Chaitra, in the Chaitra Purnima, the full moon of Chaitra. And that's in the Bhagavatam, that's mentioned by all the Acharyas. So I'm not really going to talk that much about Radhakund, although it's a very auspicious day to bathe in Radhakund today. It says it is very auspicious. But Radhakund appeared in the middle of the day in the month of Chaitra, not at midnight. So why do the residents of Braj celebrate the appearance of Radhakund today? That's an interesting question. Because originally it started with the worship of a particular female village deity. And that worship was done to enable the ladies who could not have children, barren, that is, to have children. A lot of ceremonies in India, you'll see, are based on women wanting to have children, especially boys. Like if you go to many holy places, you'll see that many of the trees are tied with all sorts of ribbons and everything like that. And that's usually because the ladies are asking to have a child. So it started with that, and that's why there's all those watermelons and melons put into Radhakund on Bahulashtami. And then it became sort of understood that it was the appearance of Radhakund on that particular day. It's not the appearance of Radhakund on that day. But it's important to bathe in Radhakund on that day. At the same time, some people say that Lord Chaitanya discovered Radhakund on this particular day. But looking at the history of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other literatures, we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't come to Braj until the last day of the month of Kartik. So he couldn't have discovered Braj anywhere. And of course we offer our Bahulashtami anyway. So Ashtami of course means the eighth day of the sun. Just like you have Navami, Ashtami, Dasami, Ekadashi, etc. like that. These are the different days in the cycle of the moon during, not of the sun, of the moon, sorry, not of the sun, of the moon during the month. And so you have the Krishna Paksha and the Gaura Paksha. That means, Krishna Paksha means when the moon is getting darker and darker and darker. And finally you have the new moon, in which there's no moon, you can't see the moon. And the Gaura Paksha is when the moon is actually getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally, you have the Purnima. So the Amavash means no moon, and Purnima means the full moon. So this is the Krishnastami during Kartik. And it's not Krishnastami. It's not Janmastami, it's Krishnastami. Anyway. So it's It's called Baha'u'llahostomy for a very interesting reason. That once upon a time, there was a cow, and the cow's name was Bahula. And some of you may have heard the story before. But this cow was out there pasturing, and a tiger came. And the tiger said, "Oh, we shot him. Time to eat." And the cow said, "I have a problem. I haven't fed my calf today." And it's a famous story in Braj. And so, can you please give me permission to feed my calf? I promise you that I will come back. And so the tiger said, "You know, come on. Who's going to believe you?" And the cow said, "Yes, but I am a cow. You know, I produce the principles of religiosity in liquid form, so you can believe me." So cows are obviously very religious like that. So the cow went, the tiger believed. The cow went, fed its kid, the little calf. And then the cow went to a Brahmin to actually describe the cow's dilemma. You know, because if the cow dies, then you can't feed the calf anymore. And so the Brahmin said, "I will take your place." This is actually an interesting story that some of you may not have heard. And so the calf also said, "You know, you're not going away without me, mommy." And so they all went together to the tiger. And the tiger is thinking, "Boy, this is better. This is a great deal. You know, three for the price of one here." And so then Krishna magically appeared and said to the tiger, "You will be glorified from this day forward if you forgive them and let them go. And you'll never have to worry about eating again." And so the tiger offered its obeisances and said to Krishna, okay. And that's why it's called Baha'u'llahostomy, after this cow, Bahula. Now, another thing about Baha'u'llahostomy, this Radhakund actually occurs or is situated within the forest known as Bahulava. There's 12 main forests in Vrindavan. And the forest of, you know, sometimes we talk about Vrindavan, but Vrindavan can refer to the forest of Vrindavan or the whole area, depending on the context in which we're using the word Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, let's use Vrindavan as the forest of Vrindavan. The forest of Vrindavan extends all the way from the city of Vrindavan, to the town of Vrindavan as we know it today, all the way to Govardhan. But the head of Govardhan, which is Radhakund, is actually in this Bahulavan forest. So Radhakund is situated within Bahulavan. Very interesting, isn't it? So therefore, Baha'u'llahostomy is very important. You know, this particular day is important insofar as Radhakund is concerned. Okay, so with that brief introduction, we're going to continue with our Braj Mandap Parikrama. I mentioned last week, as we were doing the Vrindavan City Parikrama, or Vrindavan Town Parikrama, that this week we were going to continue and actually start the Braj Mandap Parikrama. Last week was just a brief introduction. And this week we start at a place called Vishram Ghat. And that's our slideshow. And we're going to share this with everyone online, too. Just wait a second. You can't see everybody online. We've got a lot of people online right now. And they are now watching the same slide. I think they're watching the same slide. Wait a second. Let me share again. Share screen. PowerPoint slide. Hope they're watching the slide. Can you see the slide? I'm not depriving anyone of this. All right. Because I can't see it. Wait. Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to see it. Here we go. Okay, everybody can see the first slide, right? Jai Radhika, I can see. Just nod. You can see the first slide. Okay. Very good. Okay, so we're going to start with this particular part of the Brajmandal Parikrama, and this particular part is called Mathura. That is the city Mathura, to Vishram Ghat, to Madhavan, Kalavan, and Shantanu Kunj. It's a very exciting part, this Brajmandal Parikrama. And again, we see the map of Brajmandal. Of course, Brajmandal has Govardhan on the western side, and even further west, you go to Dig. And Dig and, let's see, Varshana and Govardhan and Radhakund. And then on the eastern side, you have Lohavana, Ravo, where Krishna appeared, Ravo is where Radharani appeared, Gokula where Krishna appeared, etc. I mean, sometimes when you go to Braj, you will hear different controversies. People will say Radharani appeared in Varshana, for example. But Radharani didn't appear in Varshana, according to the Acharyas. Radharani appeared in Ravo. And that makes sense based on the history of Krishna's pastimes in Braj. Krishna appeared, of course, in Gokul. Gokul was very close to Ravo. Then, after they got attacked by a whole bunch of demons and had other pastimes, they crossed the Yamuna River and went further west. And Krishna went to Nandagaon at that point, and Radharani's family went to Varshana. So it actually makes sense that Radharani didn't appear in Varshana, because that would have been the opposite side of Braj from Krishna. So obviously she had to appear very close to where Krishna was, where you have, you see, Gokul and Ravo. Okay, so we're going to start with a place called Janmashtan. Janmashtan, of course, is where Krishna appeared. And there is a replica of the prison house in which Krishna appeared, not the actual prison house. And of course, unfortunately, there's a mosque that is built over the site. And you can't even take pictures when you go in, because they actually have like a metal detector. You can't take a camera, you can't take a watch, you can't take anything, because they're very concerned about security. So here's some pictures of the temple they recently constructed. And in Mathura also, there's the deity of Lord Shiva, who's known as Rangeshwara. And he was worshipped by Kamsa. Of course, Kamsa was not that successful, because Lord Shiva would never oppose the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And then we head in a boat toward a place called Vishram Ghat, is where Krishna rested after killing Kamsa and his eight brothers and also the wrestlers. And this is actually the starting place of the Brajmandal Parikrama. It's called Vishram Ghat, which means the resting Ghat. And here are some of the devotees with me. You may recognize some of the devotees. Do you recognize Dwaipayana Shwadanjali? You see them there? Yeah. Very small at that particular point. And then some devotees from Fiji, Australia, New Zealand, like that. This is devotee Dina Bandhu went with us. He's actually a famous tour guide, and his assistant there. We're on a boat crossing the Yamuna River, praying to the Yamuna, and there's many temples to the Yamuna there, and Yamuna Devi. And of course, it's said that if you worship the Yamuna, then you won't have to worry about her brother. Does anyone know who her brother is? Yamaraj. Because we're all worried about Yamaraj. And we're doing more worship of the Yamuna there, offering flowers and different substances to Yamuna. Many devotees, European devotees, well, actually, it was a real international crew on that particular Parikrama. Boats, the Ghat, going through the town there. And of course, the Krishna deity there, and Yamuna and Yamaraj. Yamuna, Yami, and Yamaraj. Feminine and masculine. And then we arrive at a place called Akrura Ghat. Akrura Ghat, of course, is where Akrura saw Krishna in the form of Lord Vishnu. And actually Balaram as Seshanag. And this is a very important place, because also here is where Vishnu rested here after killing this demon Hiranyaksha. And the Adi Varaha Purana means the original Varaha, original Varaha, it's the name of the pig. After leaving there, we go to a place named Manuvat. And this is such an interesting place because Krishna appeared here in all the four yugas in Madhuvan. In Satya Yuga, Krishna appeared to Dhruva Maharaj in Madhuvan. And we're going to get to Dhruva Tila in a second. And then in Treta Yuga, we have Satrughna, the brother of Lord Ram, killing this demon Lavanasura there. Lavanasura was such a great demon. Now, let me explain a little bit about him. He actually was the founder of this particular place, Madhuvan, and he had a big castle and everything like that. And he was such a demon, he could not be defeated if he had his weapon that was given to him by Lord Shiva. So what happened is that one morning he was out hunting, and he used to eat these really big animals, you know, humongous animals, and he used to spear them and just stick them in his mouth. Like, I don't know if any of you know what a shish kebab is. Hopefully you don't know what it is. But anyway, it's like a stick where you put a lot of butcher meat in. And he used to stick it all in his mouth and eat it raw. But he was out hunting, and when he was hunting, he didn't take his weapon with him. So Satrughna challenged him while he was out before he went back to his castle to get his weapon, and Satrughna defeated him and established the kingdom, also the kingdom of Madhuvan, and Mathura later on. So Mathura is very much connected to Lord Ram's pastimes, as are many different occurrences. And then Krishna, of course, appeared in Dwarpa Yuga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came during the Kali Yuga. So that's the story of Lavanasura. And in Madhuvan, there's a beautiful deity of Dauji. Dauji, of course, refers to Lord Balaram. That means older brother. So very, very beautiful deity there, Dauji, which we took. And it's described that Dauji is black because he is so absorbed in chanting Krishna's name, he turned black. And this deity turned black. This is one of the original deities installed by Vrajanabha, who was Krishna's great-grandson. Vrajanabha installed the original, many of the original deities, actually all the original deities in Braj. And you can tell it's one of the original deities because the deities are actually completely black. They're made of this stone called Braj, which is actually a very, very strong stone. So, anyway, that's Madhuvan, another view of the deity. And there's the deity of Satrughna, Lord Ramchandra's brother. And in Madhuvan also, we have Dhruva. I think you all know who Dhruva is. He performed austerities. Dhruva Maharaj was basically kicked off his father's lap by his stepmother, Suruchi. And he was told by his mother, whose name was Suniti, to go look for Lord Vishnu in the forest. And he performed all these heavy austerities. And ultimately, he saw Lord Vishnu, and he gave up all of his desires. His desire was to have a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. Krishna fulfilled that desire by giving him Dhruva Loka, but he had lost the desire by then. He only wanted pure devotional service. He said to Krishna, I was looking for some pieces of broken glass, but I found a beautiful, wonderful gem. So this is where he executed his austerities, particularly on a hill called Dhruva Tila, which is the hill in Madhuvan, where his austerities were performed. And here's a deity of Dhruva Maharaj and Lord Narayan, signifying the place where Dhruva Maharaj actually took darshan of Lord Narayan. And the deities there are Radha Madhubihari Manuvan. And you can see they're really not taken care of too well because she doesn't even have a flu. Many of these deities have been neglected. These are very historical, important deities. And this is part of our parikrama, is that every morning we gave the devotees prasadam. We would go out in parikrama. That's why they're dressed so warmly. We'd leave on parikrama about 4 o'clock in the morning, and drive out to these different spots. And we had about, we must have had about 30, 40 people with us. It was a very wonderful, experience for everybody. Then we get to this place called Krishnakund. Krishnakund is also a very special place because this is where Krishna dug out this kund with his flute. So you can, anyway, you have to be there and experience the atmosphere in this Krishnakund. You can actually feel Krishna's presence and the presence of Krishna's flute in this place. Another view of Krishnakund. And next place we get to is the forest, which I think many of you have heard of. Excuse me, let me bring my foot up here. Forest. This is a forest with Vaughan. It's a very small forest. And this is where the demon, internet connection goes insecure sometimes, where the demon Dainikasura was there. Dainikasura, of course, was the ass demon. And this demon was killed by Balaram, the coward boys. They wanted to go to Talavan to eat the fruits. And Krishna took them there along with Balaram. And Balaram took these asses and just threw them out, donkeys actually, and threw them in the trees by their hind legs. And it's described that the whole forest was covered with donkeys and trees. I mean, it was just like an amazing sight. And because of that, all these tal fruits fell to the ground, and Krishna was able to give his devotees all these tal fruits. It's interesting that Balaram killed Talavan. Dainikasura. It's a very small place. This is where the temple is, you see. And there's only maybe one tal tree there right now. Also, there's a tall tree at Radhakund where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit and chant his japa right on the banks of Radhakund. And the Talavan deities are Balaram deities, because Balaram was the one who actually killed Dainikasura. So these deities are quite well taken care of. They have a very nice pujari there. There's Krishna and Balaram. Krishna's small because he's younger brother, and Balaram is Dauji, he's the older brother. These deities also, you see they're black because of they were the original deities installed by Brajanava, Krishna's great-grandson. Has anyone here been to these places yet? No? You've been? Two people. Three people. Okay. And there we are at the temple, coming down from the temple. Then we come to Shantanu Kund. And that's where Shantanu, the famous Shantanu in the Mahabharata, performed austerities. And of course, he, in spite of his austerities, he kept falling in love. You know, that was the cause a lot of the problems. It's described that he performed austerities to get Bhishma as his son. In other words, probably he was doing it after seven of his kids got killed by Ganga Devi. I think you all know the story of how Ganga Devi and Shantanu got married, and they had this deal that that Shantanu would never disagree with Ganga Devi or else she would head out. And when she got ready to kill the eighth kid after she had killed seven, he just said, "I'm out of here." And she said, "I'm out of here too." And Bhishma was left alive, and Shantanu's austerities became fructified in the form of Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev also arranged for Shantanu's second marriage. I'm not sure if it was second or tenth, because I'm sure that the weather grows in the meantime, to such a vati. And then we're going to get to after this. This is Radha Shanta Vihari, the deities there in Shantanu Kunj. Another view of the deities. Beautiful deities. I mean, it's really amazing going around on this parikrama. And here's Shantanu, a deity of Shantanu, meditating. He was a great personality. I mean, we don't really want to criticize him, but he did give in to the wiles of a lady, two ladies at least. Then we get to Kumudvan. which is where Lord Kapila executed austerity. So you see, like all these great personalities, incarnations, they executed austerities or chanted or devoted themselves to Krishna in various places in Braj Mandal. And these are the Kamut Bond deities. They're called Garuda Govinda. You actually could see Garuda there. It's hard to see him right now. Oh, yeah, it's Garuda on the right. You see? And then we get to one of the most holy places. This is a joke in Braj. And this is where Putana was from. It's called Khechari, not Khichri. Khechari refers, as Prabhupada said, the word Khechari refers to a witch who can fly up in the air using an uprooted tree. And actually, that's where witches in the West here. You know, we just had Halloween, where you have this whole thing about witches flying through the air. And she tried to kill Krishna by smearing a poison on her breast. And there's some interesting deities there, like this one right here. We had to see the little Krishna on top of Putana. And then Ulavan. And that's the story I told at the beginning of class, where Bahula, the cow, was actually saved by Krishna because she kept her promise. And that's actually a very important lesson for us. If we keep our promises, Krishna will be very pleased. And part of the story I didn't tell was that lion was not an ordinary lion. That lion was Yamaraj. Because Yamaraj came to actually test her devotion. And that's very similar to the story of how Yamaraj became the dog of Yudhisthira. You know that story? And Indra, you know, at the end, when all the Pandavas had left their bodies and Yudhisthira was getting ready to go back to heaven, then Indra came and said, you can go back to heaven, but you can't take the dog who's taking shelter with you. And Yudhisthira said, no, if someone has taken shelter of me, I can't neglect them under any condition. And so it turned out the dog was actually Yamaraj testing Yudhisthira. So it's interesting how Yamaraj tests, even though Yudhisthira is Yamaraj's son. And Yamaraj is called Yamaraj, and Yudhisthira is called Yamaraj. It's a very interesting thing. So later on, Bahula, this cow, became one of Krishna's wives. So she was blessed like that because of her dedication to telling the truth. We should always tell the truth. And that's Bahulaman, Kun there, Bahulaman. So we're going to go on to the next one because I do want to finish the parikrama during this month. Let me screen share and stop. We're going to go on to the next one. Hold on a second. Next one is Govardhan. Let's hold off on Govardhan Radhika until next week. Because that next week is Govardhan Puja. So let's skip over Govardhan and Radhakund. Radhakund is a whole day too. And we're going to go to Gantoli right now. And Badrinath. Let's see. One second. Make sure you can all see it. And we'll get... right. Give it a second. Takes a second. Look. Looks like it froze. That happens sometimes. Let me just get out of that. All right. PowerPoint. me 1 second, everybody online. So let's start this again. All right, let's go. Hopefully this works. I don't really skip this one, go to another one. Sound, must be a bug in that. All right, let's go to another one. We'll do that next week. Let's do Barsha. Look, oh, everything's frozen. What's that? Yeah, well, I can see it here. I can just put it in your window. I have screen. You won't be able to see it until I let you see it. Oh, I know what's happening. Okay, let me just switch this a little bit. Give me a second. Display. I see. There we go. Yeah, you'll be all right now. I think I understand what the problem was. All right, let's go. I think it is open now. Not. Huh. Very strange. All right. So much for computer skills. Anyway, we can. I got 2 Zoom meetings open. Let me see. Oh, I think I see what's happening here. I think I see the problem. What's that? Yeah, let me go over there. But where is it? I can't see it from there. Where? Turn it around so I can see it a little on the screen. Okay. There we go. Okay. Solve the problem. Thank you very much. So now we're going to go to Gantoli. That's good. Can everyone see still? Okay, let me share the screen with the people on the internet now. Okay, share screen. Totally. Let me do one other thing here. This is really what's complicating the screen. Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. So talking about Gantoli. And Badrinath, so this is Brajamandala. Gantoli is a very special place near Govardhan. And the reason it's called Gantoli, it's where Radha and Krishna had a marriage. And their cloths were tied together. That's why it's called Gantoli. That's one of the things that occurs in a marriage. And right near there's a place called Gulalkund. This Gulalkund is a place of the Radha and Krishna's pastimes of holy. And during the holy season, even when there's no dyes thrown, this Gulalkund turns different colors. So it's a very special place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay here sometimes, and this is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit and chant his japa. It's pretty close to Govardhan. I think it's about 3 or 4 kilometers away from Govardhan. Then we head to Badrinath. Now, many of you may be asking, why are we talking about Badrinath? Because Badrinath is not supposed to be there. It's supposed to be in the Himalayas, right? Well, the philosophy is, given by the Acharyas, that all the holy places are contained within Raj, the Raj area. And everywhere, let me just make sure that I'm sharing the right thing with them. Hopefully they're seeing. Are you, let me just make sure they're online able to see all this. Let me just ask them a question. Is everybody online able to see? Sumukh? Okay. That's good. Okay, they're able to see. So, Badrinath, all the holy places that we normally think about, Badrinath and other places like that, they're actually originally in Braj. And what you see elsewhere are the expansions of these places in Braj. So this is the original Badrinath. And in Western Braj, you'll find these very big mountains. Of course, that's Badrinath in Western Braj. And the temple of Badrinath. And of course, the deity Badrinarayan there. And beautiful... they're like, not quite paintings, but they're done with little tiles, like mosaics on the wall of the Badrinath temple with the different pastimes in the Himalayas or pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. Very, very nice. Shrila Vyas there. And there's a deity there of Yogamaya. Near Badrinath is Kedarnath. And we're going to see that in a second. The deity of Yogamaya and Naranarayan and Uddhava there in Badrinath. The temple again. Yogamaya again. And again, we see the devotees eating prasadam, which is one of the things they mostly did, and devotees cooking rotis over a fire. Then we went near Badrinath, you climb up a little bit, and you get to this place called the Trivaini. So as I said, there's replicas of all these things in Braj. And even there's a place called the Lakshman Julan, the Bridge of Lakshman there. Here we are climbing up the hill, going to the top, and there's the deity of Lakshman right next to where Lakshman Julan is, the bridge of Lakshman. You see it's quite high in the mountains. Then we went to Kedarnath, which is the place of Lord Shiva. And this is 10 kilometers from Badri. And he climbed all the way to the top. What? yeah, I shouldn't have done screen. Let me go to that screen and see. Wait a second. Yeah, let me just cancel it. I'm trying to get to the mouse there. Is my mouse on? No. Can you see the mouse? Oh, there we go. And that's in Kedarnath again, all the way in the top of the mountain. And there's a cave in which there is a deity of Lord Shiva, Shiva Linga. We climbed into this cave, and you could see Lord Shiva's face on the Shiva Linga there. It's also the temple there. And then we went go to Kamyavan. Kamyavan is a forest where all the desires of people are fulfilled. And the town there is called Kaman. And they're the three original deities of Braj were there originally. Of course, also Vrindadevi, the original deity of Vrindadevi. And most of the deities were moved when the Muslims attacked, and they went to different places in Jaipur. Either Jaipur or Karoli, different places. So they had Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, all these deities left. But when they wanted to take Vrindadevi away from Kamyavan, she refused to leave. And that's the deity that refused to leave, Kamyavan, Vrindadevi. And near there is a place called Yashoda Kunj. And this Yashoda Kunj is very, very interesting place. This is also where Rishubhanu, that is the father of Srimati Radharani, took bath in the kund and prayed to Lord Shiva for children, and Kameshwara blessed him, and then Sridham was born. Sridham, of course, is Srimati Radharani's brother. That's Kameshwara Mahadev, and we mentioned last week that each and every place in the Holy Dham, you'll find deities of Lord Shiva that are supervising the holy place. Vimal Kund is where Krishna and the cowherd boys played. And it's stated in the Puranas that if one bathes in Vimal Kund, all of one's sins are actually destroyed. Krishna had many pastimes here with the daughter of the king of Sindh. And his name was King Vimal. He had 10 million daughters. That's a lot of daughters. Hard to imagine. And Durvasa bathed in this here with his 60,000 disciples, too. So it's a very famous place. The Pandavas live there. Here's some of the residents, present residents. The Pandavas also lived in Kamyavan. And this is actually where Durvas came, and the Pandavas got really upset because they didn't have any more food. You remember that story? Because Draupadi's pot had already been eaten from. And so that's where Durvas and his disciples just ran away. 60,000 disciples ran away. The Pandavas, because they were full after Krishna ate that. So that happened right here in Kamyavan. Next to there is this Gaya Kund, which is a replica of Gaya, where people offer obeisances to their forefathers or prayers to their forefathers, relations. And Nanda Maharaj used to go here to offer prayers for his forefathers in this Gaya Kund. There's also a hall where the Pandavas would meet. This is called the Pandavas Hall at Kamyavan. What's that? Yeah. Has anyone here been there? No. So you've seen places probably you've never seen before in Braj. So this is the original hall that the Pandavas would meet in Kamyavan. And of course, that's where the story of Durvasa Muni came about, right here. Okay. Near there is a place called Charan Bihari, where you see Krishna's lotus feet, or an imprint of Krishna's lotus feet. And here's another imprint of Krishna's lotus feet. Not that big, actually. The Goswamis, well, actually, here's the story about this place. I just remembered it now. But Krishna one time played his flute and the mountain melted and made the imprint of Krishna's lotus feet there. And this place was visited by Lord Chaitanya, Advaitacharya, Madhavendra Puri, Madhvacharya, Vallabhacharya, and the Goswamis came here to take darshan of these lotus feet of Krishna. So that we know they're bona fide. So this is in this little temple of the lotus feet, or the imprint of the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the same temple over there. Then we go to this cave, which is called the Vyomasura's cave. Vyomasura was a demon, and he stole the coward boys. There's some of the coward boys. He stole the coward boys and kept them in the cave. And the word Vyomasura means a demon who flies in the air. So he kept them in this particular cave, and Krishna fought him here. And this demon fell from the sky. And when he fell from the sky, the earth was shaking. And Balaram put his foot on the earth just to keep the earth from shaking. And so that happened in this cave. And the devotees here are having a good time climbing the cave. Anyone's been in that cave here? No? So you have to go with us next time we go to Braj. You've been there? Okay. Next time we go. I mean, these are really, you know, far out places, difficult to get to. It's really an amazing experience you have. And here we are climbing down from the hill. Of course, Vyomasura was actually the son of Maya. And Vyomasura stole the coward voice. You know, we mentioned this is another place where the coward boys would play. It's like a slide. It's called Picho Pahari, where the coward boys would slide down the hill, natural slide, and devotees would do that. Devotees, we do that when we go there, too. We slide down the hill and have a good time. Near there is a place where Krishna ate. It was called Bhojanstali, where you find the imprints of Krishna's plates. You know, so you actually can see the plates are actually imprinted within the rocks. They're very, very special. And let's see. Oh, this is Balaram's yogurt pot. Pretty amazing. And Balaram's footprint. And this is Kadam Dandi, which is where Radha and Krishna would meet. That's halfway to Varshana. And the great devotee Narayana Bhatta Goswami did bhajan here. It's, like I said, it's very close to Varshana. And finally, here we are, Kun there. And finally, we're going to end with this slide. Yeah, this Uchagam, which is the village of Lalita, where Lalita lived. Lalita Devi, the associate of Srimati Radharani. And this is the deities of Radha and Krishna, Lalita Bihari, and Uchagam. That's the last slide of this series. And next week, we'll continue with Uchagam and go on to the rest of the Brajmanda program. Actually, next week we'll do Govardhan and Radhakund, since it's Govardhan Puja next week. So, does anyone have any questions? Let me take us off the slide sharing. You can see pretty clearly it's been worked out pretty well. Give me a second. Let me take the participants. Okay. Does anybody want to ask any questions? Rishikesh.
Taliban is south of Mathura. It's down south of
Mathura. Taliban, yeah, south of Mathura.
So Krishna had to cross Mathura.
Cross Mathura? I'm not sure which route he took. So I wish I knew. Somehow I think he could have gone around Mathura also. Get the telephone. So Who else has a question? Anyone online have a question? I think we can hear you if you ask a question online. Anyone? No. No one online has a question.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Jai, all glories
to Srila Prabhupada.
So what's your question? You were Gurudev. On that program with, you were with
yes.
us.
Yes, 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 Gurudev. Thank you so much. I'm just like, know all the memories and all your blessings and mercy. So thank you so much, Gurudev. And I'm praying that we'll be able to come with you another time as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bal. So who else has a question? Anyone here? Or?
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Oh, Krishna, you have a question?
Hare Bal. Gurudev, just... Yes, I have a question. Gurudev, I'm not sure, but I've seen all those fortunate devotees on tour with you. We are in Sydney. We're so unfortunate. And I didn't know you were taking devotees to the tour. How can we be fortunate to for your next trip? Please remember us.
Well, you have to wait until the coronavirus is over.
And you will let us know whenever it's... Whenever is okay. Your next tour, you let us know?
Okay, I'll let you all know whenever we have the next tour.
Thank you, Gurudev. Thank you. Haribo.
Okay, anybody else in person or online? Madhava?
I heard this story that Santanu was actually not the real son of Bharat Maharaj.
No, Shantanu wasn't the son of Bharat Maharaj, no.
I think Bharat Maharaj was the son of Dushyant and...
Yeah, Dushmant.
Yeah, but then he had many sons, but what I heard that they were all not qualified. Bharat Maharaj had many sons, but then no one was qualified for the kingdom, so that's why he called the entire... his residence, and that's where he found this boy, Santanu, who was very brilliant, and he picked up from that crowd.
That's a different Santanu than in the Mahabharata.
Not
the same Santanu, no.
Maharaj's son, kind of.
Yeah, but it's a different Santanu.
Oh.
Because I forget Santanu's father's name, but it wasn't Bharat Maharaj. And what happened is that Ganga Devi... There's a whole story that Ganga Devi went to Shantanu's father and actually approached him and said that I'm going to marry your son. But the father wasn't Bharat, it was actually someone else. And before Shantanu became Shantanu, his name was Mahabish, he was a king. And he was in the heavenly planets. And what happened is that he looked at Ganga Devi improperly, started lusting after her. And as a result, he was cursed to take birth. He was cursed to take birth on the earth, right? He was cursed to take birth on the earth. And then Ganga Devi came down, married him, and Bhishma was also cursed by Vasishtha Muni because Bhishma and his brothers had stolen the desire cow of Vasishtha Muni Nandini. And so all of his brothers, he were cursed, and he took on the curse of the rest of his brothers. They just had a short life, and that's why they were killed. Whoops. That's why they were killed by Ganga Devi, because they wanted to be killed. But that was a different Shantanu. There's sometimes you find people with the same name. Just like there's two Bharats, the two famous Bharat Maharajas, after whom people say that Bharat Varsha was named. One was the son of Dushmanta, and the other one was the son of Rishabdev. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There's two Bharats. So sometimes you find two personalities, two different personalities, three. The Shantanu who was there in the Who is there? Who it is? Oops, there, that's better. Now we look better. So, who is there in the Mahabharata? So, any other questions? Or anybody online? Aditya Narayan Prabhu. Actually, we should announce next week's program. So, next week's program, for those of you who are watching, two parts of next week's program. Of course, next week, let's see, I want to make sure there's a chat window.
Thank you for letting me listen to the story.
Okay, I'm happy. You come with us next time. So, next week, of course, is Diwali on Saturday. So Saturday, we're going to have a special dance performance. For those of you who are here, it's going to be 11 o'clock. We wanted to schedule on Sunday, but it's not going to work out. I tried to ask her to do it. But it's not going to work out with the parents and everything like that. So a special dance performance on Saturday from 11 o'clock to about 2 with Prashadam afterwards for Diwali. And then on Sunday, next Sunday, will be Govardhan Puja. We're going to have a hill, Govardhan Hill here, and there'll be many opportunities for sponsorship and everything. Do you want to say anything about that online and in person?
There is another sponsorship
form. Yeah, you want to? Are you on? Yeah, why don't you log in, because that the camera right now is right on my computer, so it'll be easier if you announce it. You log in. So there'll be many sponsorship opportunities, and we're going to let Aditya Narayan log in right now so he can speak. Oops. In the meantime, does anyone else want to ask a question? Here's your opportunity if you're online.
Hare Krishna.
Oh yeah, you're online. So you want? So why don't you make an announcement, Aditya Narayan, please?
Yes. So Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj, for the wonderful class on the Vraj Parikrama. It's so wonderful to see so many places, and we are all looking forward to actually do this Parikrama with you after this entire COVID thing is cleared. And as Maharaj announced, so next week Saturday is Diwali, and then Sunday is the Govardhan Puja festival. So Saturday, 11 o'clock, as Maharaj announced, will be a wonderful dance performance, dance drama performance starting at 11, and then we'll end with lunch prasadam. And on Sunday from 4 p.m. onwards, we will have darshan, we will have a Govardhan Hill, there'll be aarti of Govardhan Hill, there'll be parikrama of Govardhan Hill, and depending on number of people, we'll also have like lines coming in and out with social distancing, and then to go prasadam for everyone. So we have it's also a very auspicious month of Kartik, so it's very wonderful to sponsor something for the pleasure of Shri Shri Radha Golokananda Giriraj Govardhan. So if you like to sponsor the aarti for the Govardhan Hill, that is $108. We'll have abhishek of Giriraj Govardhan, that is $108. We would like to offer ghee lamps for Yashoda Damodar, that is $108. And then the main aarti for Radha Golokananda is $108. Govardhan Hill is $251. If you like to offer flowers for Shri Shri Radha Golokananda, that's $251. If you like to sponsor the entire prasadam piece, which will be served in two boxes, that is $301. So I just read out the entire list. You know, if something clicked onto you, please do connect with us. We'll also be sending out this information on our New Goloka email. So, the email will go out early this week. So please check out the email. And if you like to sponsor, please contact us. Our details will be in the email. Any donation can be made through our website, newgoloka.com, or through PayPal at newgoloka108@gmail.com. newgoloka108@gmail.com. So thank you so much, Maharaj, for the wonderful class, and those of you announcements from my side.
So thank you very much, Aditya Narayan Prabhu. Oh, I can finally see you. So thank you very much, and we hope to see everybody next week. And especially for the dance performance, we'll be broadcasting that in the evening too, not only in the morning, but it'll be broadcast again. This is a dance performance of the Lalita Madhava. Can you see? Yeah. The dance performance of Lalita Madhava, a very special play that was written by Srila Rupa Goswami, the details, the mood of the residents of Vrindavan, as well as the mood of the residents of Dwarka. Very beautiful dance performance, and that'll be 11 to 1, depending on how long it takes, in the evening next Saturday too. So Diwali night, you can watch it if you like, or Diwali in the middle of the day, you can watch it. So that special program for Diwali, and then Govardhan Puja. So thank you very much for joining us. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ready, go.